I think he's only good for 20 minutes.
Yeah, but it's usually quiet, though. Aww.
Do you think that's how long his sessions in the sling are?
That's what?
Yeah. No, I'm just wondering, maybe. I don't know. I just thought maybe that's how
I
long
hope
his
not.
Sling are. Very
20 minutes is a... You only do that in a packed room.
Yeah, they do speed dating. They have like 8 or 9 set up, and everybody jumps from one sling to the other.
No.
You hear the bell go off, and it's like, ding! Everybody moves.
Switch!
Bottoms move, top move.
No, the tops move to the left.
It's like a square dance. They have a guy in the corner, like, calling out moves. And
once you get back to the beginning, you have to switch places.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online!
I think he's only good for 20 minutes.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1360 of the BFO Fright! The 12th of April 2013, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. Timmy Sims called back. Big Fatty, I'm touching myself. Hello, pitchers. Big Fatty, is that vulgar? No. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. I guess I should say pitchers and catchers. Big Fatty, now that is vulgar. Y'all, you are pitchers and catchers today because Thursday night was opening night for the local Charleston sports ball team, their first home game. And y'all, there was something in the paper. The Charleston sports ball baseball team is called the River Dogs. And y'all, the River Dogs are they always have these crazy promotions and all this kind of stuff. But y'all, one of the things, and I know most of you are going, "Oh dear, guess you Big Fatty, you're talking about sports ball." But y'all, I think you'll like this. One of the things that the River Dogs always tries to do also is they always try to incorporate some new concessions during the season. And y'all, one year they had a foot long weenie wrapped in bacon and cooked. Big Fatty, that sounds like you. But y'all, this year I just thought I'd tell you about a couple of things that they're offering this year. Y'all, they are offering something called the River Dogs PB&J Bacon Burger. Very vulgar, but y'all, it's interesting. Now, when you first hear it, it sounds vulgar. I admit it sounds vulgar. But y'all, listen to this. And here, one of them is this one is a new beef patty with a hint of Elvis. And y'all, what it is, they have peanut butter and pepper jelly. Not, so it's not grape jelly, it's pepper jelly. A jalapeno bacon burger. And y'all, it has a jalapeno, the bacon has the jalapeno taste to it. And y'all, it all sounds good, except the peanut butter I think is a little odd. But y'all, you know, you like to have peanuts when you go to the baseball game. Some buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the other thing that they're offering this year is let's just see where is this written up here now. The other one is a milkshake, y'all. It's a milkshake, but y'all, they've got 3 different flavors. One of them is chocolate, one of them is vanilla caramel, and one of them is strawberry. But y'all, they are beer milkshakes, and y'all, what they do is they put, and they've got a local ale that they pour in there. They put in local bottled beer, malted milk powder, and ice cream. They have Guinness goes into the vanilla caramel milkshake, and sweet water 20 goes into the strawberry. And I don't know what goes into the chocolate. Big Fatty, that's the local beer there. And y'all, they're doing, chocolate shake. It's paired with a Palmetto Espresso Porter. Not Miss Porter, but Espresso Porter. And y'all, they say it's going to be good. Y'all, they're also offering a double taco dog, which has a hot dog. With a mustard barbecue sauce, and it's in a crunchy taco shell. Then it's wrapped with a soft taco shell, and then there's coleslaw in on top of that. And y'all, it's just weird. It's weird, but y'all, boneless poke ribs that I had. And y'all are good. I finished that up with some broccoli. Y'all got my TV guide this week. And y'all, TV guide is 60 years old. It's almost as old as the Vons. Yo. Y'all, and remember May 7th. May 7th is your deadline for getting Your Apple Snack gift cards out there to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. But y'all, what they did with the TV Guide, since there have been six decades, y'all, they chose six shows to represent each decade. And I found most of them to be pretty straightforward. For the 1950s, 1951 to 57, they chose I Love Lucy. And y'all, I Love Lucy was on TV Guide covers seven times, plus a special 50th anniversarium issue. For 1966, for the 1960s, it ran from 66 to 69. Y'all, it was that Star Trek, it was on TV Guide covers 11 times. For the 70s, this show ran from 1970 to 77. You know what it is? Big Fatty, I do, because I see the picture. Y'all, it's that Mary Tyler Moore show. Big Fatty, I love it. Oh, I want to throw my hat in the air. Then for the 80s. Oh, wait a minute. Mary Tyler Moore was on seven covers during that time. For the 80s, this show ran from 84 to 92. It was Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable. Y'all, is the Cosby Show. And y'all, it was on seven TV Guide covers during that time. For the 90s, it ran from 1989 to the present. Y'all, can you guess what it is? Big Fatty, what is it? Y'all, it's been on the TV Guide for 10. It's had 10 covers on the TV Guide. Y'all, it's The Simpsons. It's that old Homer Simpson. And y'all, this is the one that I found. First off, I found the Cosby Show to be a little odd for the 80s, but I'm not sure what I would have chosen, but y'all, this is the one that really surprised me a little bit for the 2000s, and this show ran from 2004 to 2010. Y'all, can you guess what it is? No, Big Fatty, what is it? Y'all, it was on the TV Guide 24 times. From 2004 to 2010. Now think about that. 24 times from 2004 to 2010. And y'all, it was The Lost. Yes, Big Fatty. That was interesting selections. And y'all, I may pull a few more little factoids out of all this. You know, they had some of the best shows during the decades and the worst shows during the decades. Anyway, I just thought that was real interesting. Big Fatty, it don't take much to make you think it's interesting. Yes?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, yesterday we got our Ask Big Fatty question that came in from that Timmy Sims. Big Fatty, I just love him. But y'all, it cut off in the middle and I asked Timmy to call back, and he did. Timmy?
Hi, Big Fatty. Hey, Poodle.
Hi, Timmy. Hi.
Calling back to finish my question.
Okay.
My question was, what is Ezekiel bread? How does it fit into your diet? How does it compare to full grain or multi-grain bread? And what is the best fiber? Okay, take care of you. Bye, Fatty.
Bye.
Bye, Poodle.
Bye, Timmy. Big Fatty, I just love him so much. Well, thank you, Timmy. I appreciate you calling back in. Now, the Ezekiel bread, the difference in it is the amount that it's processed, okay? A lot of breads out there now have high processing. And the more you process breads and all, and the more preservatives and all that you put in there, the worse it is for you. So that's why I use the Ezekiel bread, because of the low amount of processing that goes into it. And that's why you'll find it in the freezer section, because there are no preservatives. And so it has to be kept frozen so it doesn't go bad, since there are no preservatives. And I just love it. I have a couple of pieces of that as toast with my breakfast each morning. And that's about all the bread that I eat each day, except for the crust on the fried chicken that you like to eat, Big Fatty. Well, that's true, Poodle. Y'all, and Timmy, you asked what is the best fiber. I'm not sure what the best fiber is, but I can tell you, the fiber that works best for Big Fatty's colon, Big Fatty, please, is the Walmart. I get the Walmart brand. It's the Equate, and I get the sugar free orange flavor. And that's the one that I use. And Timmy, I'll tell you what. You take two tablespoons of that with your water after each meal, and you have your coffee in the morning. And I guarantee you'll be doing the quick shuffle off to the toilet. Be ready, please. So anyway, y'all, I told you last week that I found the questionnaire on the 1980 census, and I thought I'd read some of that to you, because y'all, I know that Hat M. That Hat M loves to be read to, especially something that's about 33 years old. Big Fatty, isn't that about how old Hat M is? Y'all, by the way, I believe Hat M is on a holiday. So anyway, Big Fatty, before you talk about the 1980 census, I think we need to have a little music.
In 80 million mailboxes across the USA, the census is a-coming to help us plan the way, to show us where we're going so that we can understand what's needed for the future of our land. Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Help your community get equal government representation. Help show where funds are needed for jobs, schools, health care, and more. Answer the 1980 census.
And all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
And together we will see each other through. Answer the census, we're counting on you. Answer the census, we're counting on you.
Yeah, gosh, y'all, and I, you know, hearing that makes me just pleased as punch that Dells and Dallas did the BFO census music for us. Y'all, I'm just going to read a couple of things here. It says here, why the census asks certain questions. Here are a few reasons for asking some of the questions. Characteristics are important to the count. Name. Names are a convenient way to be sure that everyone in a household is counted, but no one is counted twice. However, names are removed before your answers are combined with those of other households for statistical purposes. Marital status. This information is used along with information on characteristics to identify areas with large numbers of working wives, elderly widowed persons, etc., in order to plan facilities and services. Spanish / Hispanic origin or descent. Spanish origin groups are important for identification of Spanish origin groups is important for a better understanding of cultural differences and for the carrying out of laws and programs aimed at improving the economic conditions of these groups. Complete plumbing. Fanny! This question gives information on quality of housing. The data are used with other statistics to show how the level of living compares in various areas and how it has changed over time. Value or rent. Government and planning agencies use this information in combination with other characteristics to develop housing programs designed to meet the needs of people at different economic levels. Cost of utilities and fuels. Y'all, I had no idea they ask all this stuff. These data, when combined with rent and mortgage payments, are very important factors in determining the total cost of what people spend for their housing in different areas. Telephone and living quarters. This information is used by health planning agencies to identify areas with large numbers of aged or disabled persons who cannot call for assistance in an emergency. Y'all, I'm guessing that this is especially important out there in the Walnut Hills. Big fatty. Place of birth. This question provides information used to study long-term trends as to where people move and to study migration patterns and differences in growth patterns. Number of babies. Big fatty. That does not include food babies, I hope. No. Information on the number of children women have had is necessary to determine how much our country has grown, and based on this, what we can expect in the future. Population changes due to births will affect how we plan for facilities such as schools. Y'all, it's just real interesting. The different things that they ask, especially about the turlets. And let's just see. Y'all had asked if you occupied your apartment without paying of cash money. Big fatty. Y'all, it tells you what a public sewer is. Big fatty. It's vulgar. It asked you about your heating equipment. About an electric heat pump or a floor wall or pipeless furnace. Let's see, what else have we got here? Okay, I see. Just all kinds of things here. If I see anything else in here that looks just really odd, I'll let you know. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Remember, if you hadn't done it already, Monday is tax day. So get in touch with Wes, the gay country boy. That is not spelled C-U-N-T. Because his time is running out, y'all. He's got a lot on his plate. So anyway, and y'all, I hope you have a great weekend. And I think I'm pretty much done here. What do you think of this time frame that I had today, Laughing Buddha?
I think he's only good for 20 minutes.
Oh, but not even that, and once you take out the intro.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.